Mark Meyer, welcome.
Thank you.
You are a self-proclaimed foodie with a tasty enterprise to prove it. The world says, eat me. So how and when did your own personal culinary passion begin?
Oh, I think when I was a young kid, making my own sandwiches out of anything I could find in the refrigerator. But my ethnic journey really started here in Fort Wayne in like 1972, when I had my first Mexican meal at the Laredo on Broadway. Opened my eyes.
A lot of people would say that was the place, and simple.
Very, very early.
And yes, and very complete. Okay, it's your 10th year anniversary in this dining group adventure that you've started. What prompted the formal move to making it a group adventure?
You know, it wasn't the food as much as it was my daughter. My youngest daughter, by age 20, had covered just about every continent in the world, had long-term stays in India, in Italy, and all sorts of places. And I was very jealous. And I decided that I would take a number of people on a tour around the world without leaving Allen County. And that's really how it all started. 2009, our very first stop was at Seoul Garden.
Okay. And it really is a great adventure you've been on. Might not be a fair question to ask you if you've missed traveling the world, but have you had a good time traveling the world right here in Allen County?
I certainly have, and I have covered more continents than my daughter has.
What is it about food, besides the whole communal aspect of dining, that makes this such a perfect medium for discovering one's sense of place, do you think?
Well, I think the key word is just what you said about communal. It really is great. When we get together, everybody gets together. We're not separated in different areas. We're communally sharing our love for the food that's in front of us. And invariably, we always get into talking about our community and about Fort Wayne and about the options that we have. If nothing else, the world says eat me really opens up people's eyes to the variety of food we have here.
So a lot of the times, the folks that do join you for these things, it's their first time at that place, if not that whole ethnic experience?
Well, that's the attempt. I mean, every time I put these together, I try to find new and novel places that most people have not been to. I'm not always successful, but most of the time, they are. They're new places that people have not been to.
And you are a Fort Wayne native. How would you say the ethnic connections have fared, developed, really sprung up, if you will, over your adult lifetime?
Oh, it's amazing. I think the biggest change of all really occurred about the turn of the last century, about 1999, 2000. I got into sushi a great deal, and at that time, there was one place in town for sushi. How many places can you find sushi now? It's amazing. We have a great variety of different foods here. I love the fact that we have El Salvadoran, that we have Guatemalan, that we have all sorts of Asian options. It's incredible.
Great point. And we've always been a real good, strong center for the Central and South American things, to be sure. That's kind of off the charts too now.
Oh yeah, big time. My favorite place, if I can drop a name, Al Rinconcito on Wells Street. The pupuseria is amazing. Very authentic and wonderful food.
And I'm glad you do drop names. And I have to mention at this point, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It might be a get-well-fed scheme, but it's pretty much a labor of love on your part, correct?
It is indeed. I've never made a penny. As a matter of fact, I'd hate to guess how much money I have lost.
But you can't put a price on it.
No,
but
you can't put a price. That's it, exactly. That's it, exactly. And it's been quite wonderful.
It's really just kind of a service that you do for people. Really delightful. So with that home court advantage, being born and raised here, and your 10-year history in this adventure now, are you on the insider circle of new and unusual when something does spring up?
Well, I think if it's new and unusual in the inner city, if it's downtown, I think I'm pretty much on it. I have a lot of connections, and even through the newspaper, I stay in touch with a lot of people. If it happens out in the suburbs, I might not know about it, but I would tell you, if it's a true ethnic location, I'm going to find out about it pretty quick.
And good for you. And do you ever feel like you're racing yourself to always be on the lookout for something new and different then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I only do this in the few brief months at the end of the year, but all year long, I've got my eyes open for the next place.
How much in advance do you plan the details for these annual tours?
The most effective time is about 3 months out to be that far ahead. And I do have to have everything scheduled, and I have to have it in place at least a month before. And everything has to be scheduled, and last-minute things are pretty hard to deal with.
So there's basically no room for very, very last-minute.
Very, very little. I had something drop out this year and was able to find a replacement in a real brief amount of time, but I'd prefer not to have to do that.
Yeah, that would be too much scrambling. And timing is everything, as you noted. Why choose these last 2 months of the year for this annual tour?
Well, what I found is that the summer months are definitely just too busy for everybody to have time available with vacation time. But there's that brief little time from maybe mid-October until mid-December where things tend to slow down a little bit and people can find some time on a regular basis.
Before the weather gets bad,
yeah,
the holidays get
exactly.
too
long. Mm-hmm,
these things.
Right.
Okay, and then people do always have to eat, and I guess drinking and being merry all goes along with it. So you started off with a bang on this year's tour, the very end of October. You've got two under your belt so far. The Nirvana Taste, which is Asian, and the Cajun Creole NOLA on 13. What's the response been? And is everyone really loving it?
Well, this year has been unlike any other year, to be quite honest. We do our ticketing through Eventbrite, and the first one went up, and within 24 hours, all 34 seats were gone. The next one, the NOLA event, 73 people signed up. So it's amazing. When we don't have limitations on the seats available, we can have some pretty big crowds.
And the NOLA on 13 is a food truck gone brick and mortar.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, the Raging Cajun food truck. They've basically taken their skills indoors, and they now are in the location where the old window garden used to be.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, yeah. And I know John Maxwell is such a good spirit around town and loves his Cajun heritage. So was that a pleasant surprise for everybody concerned, from the owners to you, the host, and all your guests?
I think everybody. I think a big success.
So where in the world will you be going after this?
Well, we're actually going out of town. On the 13th, we're going to the Albion Ale House, and I know that's not an ethnic place, but I tend to believe that the beers are from all sorts of different places, so we could use
a
that
world
excuse.
Of good
yes,
beer. Okay.
There you go. And then we're going to the Savory Vegan Grill and stop 4. Stop 5 is a really unique afternoon event, 12 noon to 3 on a Sunday, to the Sikh Temple. And then stop 6 is another taqueria. I think we have hit every taqueria in town, and we've got a new one this year at Taqueria La Piñata.
What a lineup you have. That's really quite remarkable. The private case of going to the temple, how do you even think of hosting such an event and then getting somebody else there convinced that, oh yes, this would be great to do?
That is a little bit of a trick, and that's why I'm 3 months out, because it does take a great deal, especially when it's non-traditional. There's been a couple of churches I've been after for 3 or 4 years, and I still can't get them on board. And I have to do that because I'm honestly kind of running out of restaurants. So got to find a little bit more to offer in the ethnic food area.
Well, we're speaking of the either non-restaurants or certainly non-traditional food establishments, which covers pretty much the odd ones that we're talking about here. What kind of experience do you find that you'll be able to have? It's not a big, slick, serve them up kind of an operation, but it has to be good food and good cheer.
Mm-hmm. And that's what always drives it, is the food, definitely at the restaurants. When we get a step away from the restaurants, then that's a bigger concept of the culture. And I'm really looking forward to the Sikh Temple and introducing people who want to be introduced into the wonderful Sikh culture.
It's win, 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 and win, and it tastes good along the way.
Yes, it is,
like,
and
it,
you're right. It's a big win for both us and the host.
So by now, Mark, your reputation is a great one. It also has to be hard to live up to. Are you ever afraid you're going to run out of likely venues? Really afraid?
You better believe it, or else maybe I'm going to be taking trips all the way to Chicago or something here. I don't know. But, you know, it's every year there's a surprise. There's always somebody new. There's somebody taking a chance on something different to offer the city.
And you, even being that veteran tour leader, are there surprises along these ways for you too?
There are. Yeah, there definitely are. And the big one was in this last time around, finding Bami's Indian restaurant in Columbia City. So you never know where it's going to come from, but
and
it keeps coming.
It sounds like you also uncover a particularly wonderful story to accompany any single venue, including the non-restaurant venues that you go to. Just like the journey being more important than the destination, is it sometimes that story is the most important and tastiest part of the meal?
It's the tastiest part of the thing for me. It truly is. I mean, that's what leads me. That's what fuels me to do what I'm doing, because I'm not getting rich, not by any means, but I'm really, it's those stories, it's meeting these people and seeing their labor of love that's really cool.
And rich in every good way and not calories, yes. Not
wealthy,
that part of
wealthy
it.
Wealthy in a much better way, yeah.
Do you have regulars for this?
We've got a bunch, and I've got one I have to point out in particular, my niece, who actually has been to more events than I, because I was gone for two events in Italy, so she covered for me. So she's the only one who's actually been to every single one.
Oh my goodness, and good for her. It must run in the family, is that safe to say?
Yes.
We would have to count as a charter member. Any others that have been with you for the longer haul?
Have a number of them. I would say that there's probably a core of about a dozen people who have either been there from the beginning or have been significant participants along the way. Might even be a little bit more than that.
Good for you. Yeah. It's testimonial to what a wonderful concept this is and what a wonderful adventure you do provide. Now, I am kind of curious, have you ever wanted to have your own place?
I see the work that people put into restaurants, and the last thing I want to do at my age is to do that much work. But believe me, I would love to have a big kitchen and a great big dining room where I could feed all my friends.
And okay, it's clear what your guests take away from these absolutely splendid tables that you set, and all of your host venues reap the benefits as well. So last question, the big picture, the whole enchilada, if you will, this is 10 years labor of love. What has the whole journey given you?
Certainly the friendships that I've made along the way are a big thing, but the real bottom line, the whole enchilada, as you say, it's just, I absolutely love this town. Love it.
Fort Wayne native Mark Meyer is creator of The World Says Eat Me. Mark, thank you for sharing this mighty tasty story with us today. Job well done. Keep it up.
No, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.